This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Arturo Juarez. First name is Arturo, A-R-T-U-R-O, last name is Juarez, J-U-A-R-E-Z, date of birth 11-15-2004. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, second floor, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Juan, J-U-A-N, thank you for asking me to see this 17-year-old young male in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Arturo has been having recurring rashes, and low-grade angioedema involving his face and lips for about a few months period. He was seen in emergency room at O'Connor Hospital about 3 months ago with some facial swelling and a lot of hives. And at that time, no obvious reason was found, period. Since the first occurrence, he's been having these episodes of rashes and facial swelling at times every 1 to 2 weeks, period. He's had about at least five or more such events, which usually last for about an hour, and generally a warm shower and Benadryl are quite effective, period. The severity of angioedema has been decreasing, period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, significant abdominal pain, hypotension, dizziness, wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, or anything to suggest active anaphylaxis, period. There is no history of any upper URI or any antibiotics taken, period. There is no history of any excessive exercise or any unusual foods being eaten prior to this occurrence, period. Certainly, family is feeling that he may be experiencing some food allergies and wants a full workup, period. There is no history of any asthma, eczema, or any seasonal rhinitis, period. I saw him on 124. I saw him for the first time on January 24th, and he had an episode 3 to 4 days ago, and he showed me some cell phone pictures, and they were quite impressive for significant hives and low grade angioedema, period. He seems to sleep well and does not wake up at night with any persistent symptoms, period. Overall, he is in a decent health, period. There is no family history of any angioedema, urticaria, rashes, or allergies, period. New paragraph, I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I got some lab work and results, impressive positive results are as follows. Number one, serum IgM is elevated, and that may signify some sort of an infection infection or some immunological dysfunction, period. His serum ANA is 1 to 160, which is mildly elevated, but I do not feel it is due to any collagen vascular disease like lupus, period. His C3, C4, and saturate are normal, period. His TSH is normal, period. His serum tryptase is 3.4, which would suggest mast cell disorders, and that is normal, period. His C1 esterase inhibitor level is 32, and that's normal, period. I also did alpha gel, which is suggestive of delayed food anaphylaxis, and that was normal, period. Overall, his workup is pretty much not very suggestive of any significant etiology, period. I have been seeing a lot of patients with hives and low-grade angioedema after COVID vaccination, and that certainly may be the reason. However, there are no blood tests or anything else available to confirm that, period. New paragraph. On exam, he had mild to moderate dermatographism, but no other abnormal findings were detected, period. Skin testing was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergic etiology, period. He discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I answered all their questions, period. I believe he is going to be well without any additional workup, period. My final diagnosis, number one, idiopathic dermatographism, and number two, idiopathic angioedema and urticaria. Number three, this may all be related to post-COVID immunization, period. Number four, mildly elevated IgM and ANA titers, but no evidence of any systemic collagen vascular disease process, period. My treatment plan, avoid any obvious stressful factors. Number two, Zyrtec 10 to 20 milligram once daily for 2 to 3 months. For 1 to 2 months. And number three, I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Certainly, if his symptoms are becoming more troublesome, then I would certainly recommend more workup and perhaps a referral for any perhaps a referral to exclude any collagen vascular disease process, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards and dedication, on patient Arturo Juarez.